Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from Kelly Raspberry's dad joining us, right. Mr. Jerry Raspberry and his banana mush mush.
I love it.
Coming in here, he's going to make it. It's bananas, mayo,
and peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
All mushed up. Banana mush mush.
It doesn't sound like something that would be very appealing to the palate, but everybody swears by it, so I can't wait to try it.
Well, everybody being my dad and my daughter.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What color does it make, Kelly? What color is it? Like a pink?
It's kind of a purplish gray.
Purplish gray. Gray.
Yeah.
Gray, yeah.
Sorry. If you want your food, it looks gray.
Gray.
That's weird.
I'm mauve.
Okay. We're going to send you to the Eden Rock Resort in Miami in about an hour. Compliments of Kelly and her boyfriend. They've been going through all the emails you sent us, and they pick out the stories that hit close to their heart.
Alan takes it very seriously.
Hello, I'm Alan.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Good. He should be, because it's a big deal. Jenna just got back from there.
I did. I went. I had to test it out.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure.
Make sure everybody's
cool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was wonderful. My best girlfriend and I, we just had a girls' weekend together, and it was awesome. I love the beach, you guys. I love the beach. I might leave you for the beach one day.
I hear you.
Oh.
I say that, and then I don't know if I could live by the beach all the time, but I love it. It was
you gotta think about hurricane season.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are going to love this trip.
Another man that loves the beach, Big Al Mac.
Love the beach.
Love the beach.
And I'm an idiot.
You said it yourself.
I'm an idiot.
What happened?
Here's what happened. About a month ago, it was right before Christmas, a buddy of mine from South Alabama, Roll Tide, he sent me a Christmas gift. He said, he called me, have you received the gift yet? I said, no, I haven't, but I'll let you know when I do. He said, yeah, please do. And in fact, when you're opening it, shoot a video. Have somebody shoot it. I'm like, okay, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
But I've known the guy for 3 or 4 years, so, and he kind of knows me.
But he's so confident that he thinks of a video, you're going to get a great reaction out of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So I finally received the gift, and I go up to him by myself at home. So I take it to my restaurant so somebody there can video me opening the gift. And so I'm excited, and I open it. Guy shoot the video, and I open it up. And wow, here we go. I call my friend. Hey, got it. And I open it up, and it's a box about the size of a board game.
Uh-huh.
And I open it up, and there's a pair of goggles.
Okay.
There's a hammer. He knows I like to build stuff. And there's a beautiful brick. Like, it's a gorgeous brick. I brought it in.
Oh, there it is.
So here it is, right here. And so
what does the brick say? It's got something stamped on it.
The brick says, smash me.
Okay.
So I'm thinking to myself that this is a gift, one of those frustration type gifts, like
a smash room place.
If you're having a bad day, you know, you take this brick, but it's beautiful, but you take it and you smash it, or even the possibility of doing that, just as a conversation piece, more or less. You put it up on a shelf or something. He knows me.
See, I think there's something in the brick.
So, it says smash me.
So
that's like the little pill, eat me or
eat
whatever.
Me. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Alice.
Oh, I didn't think that. So I shot the video and I'm like, hey, it's a hammer and it's a goggle. And I really wasn't that excited. But it was a gift, so I kind of tried to fake. But I never even sent him the video because I probably didn't ooze excitement.
Yes. Your reaction sucks.
So I said, you know what? I didn't even video it, dude. But thank you very much. I appreciate the gift. It's very thoughtful of you. So I put it away, and I really never thought about it. So yesterday he was at the bar. And he said, hey, man, did you get the gift? I said, yeah, didn't I call you and tell you I got the gift? I thought I did. Thank you. Yeah, but what did you get it? I'm like, yeah, I got it. It was a brick and a hammer and some goggles. It was really cool, man. Thank you very, very. He said, you didn't break it?
Oh, like, wow.
Why would I break a gift?
Because it says it on the dang
brick. It
says smash
me.
You gave me this gift. It's a beautiful brick. Why would I break it?
Because it says it.
But I thought it was like a conversation piece, man. I thought it was like something.
It's not a conversation piece.
You put on the shelf. Ha, smash me. Ha, ha.
It's a two-part gift. Open the box.
Never,
smash me.
I would never admit. Would you, Kelly?
Yeah,
well, I just had that thought. Yeah.
In fact, I think 99.9% of the population
like
would smash.
There's something in the brick.
Yeah.
And here's the situation. It's still not smashed. Why?
Yesterday, he asked what about, I didn't have it with me at the time. And I said, I was supposed to smash the brick.
It says it on the brick.
I was supposed to.
You are killing me right now.
One instruction.
How long have you had this?
I've had this a month.
A month.
Are we going to smash it or what?
It's still intact.
Can we smash
right
it? Though? Smash
sure.
it.
Did he tell you what was in it?
No, he doesn't know what's in it. Well, I don't think he knows.
Smash it.
And so I'm like, I'm an idiot. I had this for a month, and I had no idea I was supposed to actually.
Hold on, let's see here.
I'm getting so much anxiety. I just want you to smash it.
Hold on, Jenna. So I got this box, right?
Yeah.
It's got a hammer.
Uh huh.
And it's got protective goggles.
Okay.
And then it's got a brick that says "Smash me."
I have no idea what you're supposed to do.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I wish there were more directions.
It's a beautiful brick.
Smash it out.
Maybe I should put it on the bookshelf. That's what I should do.
So I guess a paperweight. I guess.
Yeah. I didn't know, Kelly. I'm just stupid. Okay, so now I'm going to look.
What else is there under there?
It says you are great.
You are great. Aww. At least one of 7.4 billion thinks you're great.
At least it doesn't say you are smart. You know.
So I'm thinking.
Let me see the note.
Don't say their name.
You know, Jenna, I got these pills from my doctor. It says to take one a day.
I'm going to need more instructions.
Just going to put them over here.
So it doesn't say.
Okay, are you going to smash the thing?
Yes. I'm going to put on my protective goggles.
I'm not going
to
look.
Why do you keep saying it doesn't say? Here, it told you what to do.
No, go ahead. I'll just look the other way.
All right, hold on. Put on my
protective. You know, Jenna.
What, Al?
White Cheddar says we're going to give away a trip in about an hour.
Why are you taking off your glasses?
What should we do?
Goggles.
I don't want to mess up my real glasses. All right. Okay, so I'm
I don't know if you should smash it. Like, put it in the box, at least. I don't want to get dirt
all over. What does it all mean, Al?
No. In the box.
The files are in the computer.
He's smashing it now.
Okay, now he's smashing the brick that said smash me.
Oh, there's something in there.
There's
wouldn't you believe?
The brick.
There's a gift card. Hey.
Wow. Cool.
What is it to?
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like airline tickets for January the 16th?
I hope it's expired. I
do too.
16th.
Eureka, it says on one side, and it says man crates. You hit pay dirt. Head over to ManCrate. Okay, I understand. Enter the code below to make your selection. Oh, I got to go to a website. See, there's too many instructions.
Jenna, it says I should go to a website.
So what you're basically saying is this is the worst gift ever.
No.
ManCrate's the most awesome gifts in the world for men.
And so he's probably this whole month thinking, what an ungrateful blah-bitty-blah.
Yeah, you're just being dumb.
Al, this is so clever. And this site, they have all sorts of manly gifts, and so that's what you get to go use your gift card on.
Oh, okay. It's got a code here that I have to put in. Let me see. Wow.
Okay, he got you the Smash and Grab gift card.
Yeah. Well, I'm just an idiot. I thought it was some Alabama thing, and I just didn't
get a brick?
A brick, yeah. I thought
that's a Smash ring?
That was $80.
I'm just an idiot. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, I wish it was airline tickets. You can so much better.
In fact, I think you should give that up.
Al, guess what? You can use that card at a lot of places.
Oh, really?
Cigar.com.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Best Buy.
You don't deserve
it. The Home Depot.
Yay.
So it's a gift card at manly stores.
Wow, that's awesome.
And what's manlier than smashing something?
What a cool gift, Al.
Yes, and I've been sitting on it for a month and didn't even realize it. I thought, oh, I'll put it up on the shelf. It was on my shelf in my house. Like, smash free with the hammer and the goggles right next to it.
I bet you if we sent Justin out on the streets and had him ask 100 people if they received that gift and it said smash it, 100 of them would say smash it.
Okay, we have established the fact that I am not smart enough to understand a two-word instruction.
I'm surprised you even knew you were supposed to open it. I'm going to have to put, like, open me.
That would have been different. I would have opened it if it said open me.
You knew to open the box.
It was so pretty. It's such a pretty brick.
It had all the tools.
And now it's ruined. Way to go, Al.
And you have a license to drive.
Yeah. He's out there, people. He's driving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People like this are on the roads.
I'm in charge of stuff. I sign paychecks.
He's in charge of paychecks.
I sign paychecks.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm scared.
All right, Al.
All right. Well,
hey.
Well, people just shouldn't go clever with you. That's just the lesson.
Direct to the point. Don't even wrap Al's presents.
Right, you're right.
Even do that.
Gift bag is all I need. In fact, just a plastic bag that it comes in out of the store.
That's right.
Yeah, we got a logo on it, all that.
Don't put directions on there. Just straight up.
I ain't going to read it.
Uh-huh. Well, congratulations on your man card, Al.
Thank you.
A legitimate man card is what you got for
Brooke. Right.
Mr. Raspberry should be making his way here shortly.
Mr. Raspberry's in the building.
I don't know if Daddy's going to be here as early as y'all think.
Yeah, have you been in contact with him?
He's very punctual.
Last night.
Mr. Raspberry's very punctual.
He's very punctual. We told him to be here soon.
When he did the Raspberry Road Trip last year, he was the first one on vroomvroomvroom.com.
Yeah, he was.
Motorhome.
I want you guys to try the banana and sour cream thing that I do after the mush.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. That's two different things in one.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Mr. Raspberry's is supposed to be greater.
Yours just gave me that all over body chills when you said that.
Right. The sour cream, sugar, and banana slices?
I'm not doing that. I can tell you that right now.
You're not into sour cream.
It's not bad.
I like sour cream. I mean, it can't be that different than the mayo one, right?
I think it's better.
You're already hating on the mush mush.
No, I'm not hating on the mush mush. I'm going
to
try mush mush.
Well, when he does make it, make sure you put the instructions, eat me, right there in the middle of the mush mush, so I know to eat it.
I can't believe you didn't smash it for a month. All right, hopefully Mr. Raspberry makes his way here. We'll have him here next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac was on the computer getting his man card all set up, which is what was inside the brick that said, smash me for a month.
Yeah, he needs his man card.
This thing is awesome. It has a whole bunch of different stuff that's really cool, that up to like $200 in value.
What a smart gift.
It's a great gift.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of it.
What was the actual box called?
Man crates. Yeah, yeah.
They give guys stuff, gift cards and stuff to break.
Oh, that's so cool.
And gift cards to manly places. It's awesome. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because since we're little kids, we want to smash stuff things.
Yeah. That's what it is.
We get to do it as an adult.
We get to do it right here in a controlled environment.
You get to keep the hammer and everything?
I guess so. Yeah, of course.
That's cool.
No, you got to send it back.
It's a really creative way to give a gift card, though. You know, instead of just having it in like a little bag with tissue or just handing somebody a gift card. It's really cool.
So Kelly and Alan, her boyfriend Alan, just celebrated 1 year together.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Happy 1 year.
Yes.
What? What do you do now?
Well, he painted my bathroom this weekend.
Oh, I knew there was something he did.
But then he said,
"Oh, wait, what'd he say?
Close your eyes."
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, what? He decorated the entire thing. Shower curtain, art on the walls, framed pictures of us.
He's an interior designer as well.
Alan, you need to slow your
Stop, Alan.
He didn't just paint it. He decorated it.
Alan. Africa, yeah, bro.
Alan, let me tell you, I'm your boy. I love you.
He enjoys it, y'all.
I'm your boy.
I didn't ask him to do any of that.
I know
men all over are saying, slow your roll, Alan, because...
it's not you, it's us, Alan.
Yeah. You're doing fantastic.
You're great.
You're doing fantastic. But see, you're starting to make the other guys look bad.
We're not doing so well.
Starting to.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Alan, you need to take one dude to another. I love you like a brother. Slow your roll.
I am so lucky.
Slow your roll.
I know not every man does that.
Most.
Not every man. I mean, well, yeah.
Pump
not,
the brakes.
Each guy has their different.
That's right.
Different,
that's right.
I'm loving you, but I'm just teetering on getting a little bit mad.
You're getting mad out? What are you going to do?
He hasn't done anything. I'm just teetering on mad.
You know what? Maybe he could tutor you.
No, I don't need tutoring.
Maybe you should say, maybe every Monday. You should have a call with Alan, and he'll tell you what you should do that week for your girlfriend.
I'm good. Alan.
Alan's guy tip.
Pump your brakes.
For the ladies.
Alan. No.
No, that could be good, Al. That could be good.
Fellas, we need to stand up. We need to protest.
What are you going
to
protest, Alan? Why?
Alan doing good stuff.
Because we're not looking as good.
I know. You know, yes, that's right, JC. We need to stand up.
It's true. I got home the other day, and my wife was like... Did you see what Alan did?
See? Oh, it's good.
What did he do? Which one?
It was actually the mirror wall.
Any plethora of things.
And I was like, yeah. And she goes, I heard he can paint. I heard he can paint as well. Can you paint? I'm like, no, I can't paint. I could if I wanted to.
He won't paint. Yeah, that's the thing. He won't paint.
When girls start bragging on things that their man did and the other guys in the room haven't done anything in a while.
Yeah.
We start to get a little annoyed. Just saying.
I'm sorry. I won't bring up anything else he does.
Look, I've never seen Al this jealous.
I'm just saying. I'm not jealous. I'm just saying. Yeah. Just, you know.
Then
you proved
you
your point.
Do?
You've proved your point, Alan. You're awesome. So, boom. That's it.
Keep doing what you're doing.
No.
I just won't talk about it.
Keep Kelly happy. No, you're going to keep. You got to. You got to push us to be better, Kelly. And that's what Alan's doing.
Well,
pushing us to be better.
Done more around the house?
Of course not.
You do your yard.
I do my yard.
You do your yard?
Yeah, I did the yard.
That's cool.
Alan landscaped mine.
And I don't know where Alan finds the time to go through thousands of emails.
You
know
what have time to work.
We found that you make time to do things you want to do.
Yeah.
That's Alan, what you find in life.
Alan. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little perturbed.
So during this bathroom renovation and then putting of mirrors, Alan and Kelly sat down and they went through 1,000 or so emails.
Mm-hmm.
And you're picking
or
out.
So.
And you're picking, or so, right?
Whew.
And you're picking out couples to go on a vacation.
Yeah, and this one is, I told Alan, I said, honey, will you just take one? I mean, just let this one be, because, you know, collaboration and stuff.
Yeah.
I said, you pick one completely you without consulting me.
Oh, is this the Alan pick?
This is the one.
Okay.
This is Alan's soul pick.
All right.
Am I going to go ahead and read it?
Sure.
I am a 40-something single girl hitting the dating sites for over 3 years and getting fed up. Mm. I wanted to quit so badly, but Kelly's voice rang in my ear. Just be open. It's a numbers game, but 3 years.
Oh.
Okay, so I swiped away on a guy. He seemed nice enough, but was a father of two boys. Well, this isn't going to work. I've never been a mom, not even an aunt. I was hesitant to dive into a role I'm not familiar with or prepared for. Be open, right? Go for it. So thank you, Kelly. From that day on, 9 months and counting, I didn't have to look at another dating site. He's nothing I thought would work, but is just always what I wanted. Oh. I adore his children. I bonded with his family. Your positivity opened me to a life I never thought I would ever have. Our living conditions aren't ideal, with my parents living with me, his with him. So a nice getaway to celebrate alone time would be just magic. Kabooya!
Abracabooya!
And that's from Nina.
What's up, Nina?
Hi, Casey.
Hey, Nina.
Hey.
Well, turns out that your letter was Alan's favorite.
He loved it.
Oh, is it really?
Yep. That means you're going to Miami.
Him.
You love him?
Yes, we know. We all y'all love him.
I love him.
We know. All women love him.
Everybody loves Alan. But you have more reason because you are now going to the Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, yay! Girl.
And
tell
Gina, you just
it.
Got back.
Get
right?
excited.
Yeah,
yes.
Tell about it, Jenna.
Yes, Nina, I went to check it out for you this weekend. I scoped out everything, okay? This place is so great. Three pools. I went to each of them. And then you're right on the ocean. And the best part is it's just like hotel guests right there. So it's not super crowded. Mm. You feel like you are, I don't know, almost kind of secluded on the beach with your loved ones. It's really awesome. And I was drinking Froze. They have frozen rosé.
Oh.
Mixed with, like, peach. And the girl was like, I was like, how's this rosé stuff? She goes, it's the best thing on the menu. It was. It was so good.
All right.
Well, Jenna, I followed you on all your snaps, and I was showing Chris about it. I was like, look at this. Wouldn't it be nice to go here?
Well, guess what? You're going. So you can do everything that I did. It's right there.
4 days and 3 nights.
I'm not going to do the boot camp, though.
Yeah. You do what you want to do, Nina.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. But they have a great gym in the hotel if you want to stop in there. Or spa. You could spa.
Have you and your boyfriend taken a vacation yet in the first 9 months?
No, nothing. Oh, we haven't even left our area yet. So
okay.
Well, congratulations on finding love and giving it one more try.
Yes.
Nice job, Nina.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Yes.
Well, he picked her letter.
I know.
All right.
Just another thing Alan did right. Right. Yeah.
What?
Just another thing Alan did right.
Of course. Nina, have fun. Take tons of pictures, okay?
Snap me back.
I will.
Aw. Do you remember the first 9 months, Kelly? When
the
blur?
Very vividly. It was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm glad Alan got to pick his letter. I think, that's basically your guys' story.
Well, that's why I think he really liked it.
Yeah.
Because it's the truth. It's the new year. Well, a lot of people are giving this online dating thing one more try. You just never know that one more try might be the time.
Sure.
And I believe we have another trip that you guys have to go.
One more.
Pick out.
I think we've given away four, so I think we have one more left.
One more trip left.
Cool.
I saw the submission, Kelly, that said, and I was hoping you guys would choose it. She was kind of making fun of me, I think. She said, I want to go, and I want Kelly and Alan to pick me, and if I go, I'll recreate every photo that Jenna took.
Oh, okay. You win.
Yeah, that's a good way to get it.
I don't know about her relationship.
You can go to kidnation.com and write Kelly and Alan. They're going through them.
Yay, another trip.
Make them as long as you want. No, I'm just kidding.
No, really, don't.
Actually, the shorter, the better, right, Kelly?
Well, just get to the point.
Yeah, get to the point. All right. Good luck with that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are awaiting Mr. Raspberry's arrival. Turns out he forgets about the rush hour.
Morning traffic.
Yeah. And you know what? Take your time, sir.
Take your time, Mr. Raspberry. We ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. In fact, it'd probably make the banana mush even better.
Yeah.
The banana can get a little bit more mushy.
Because it's
Oh, is it already pre? Is he? Has he pre-made it?
Mm-hmm. He has to make it fresh.
Oh, good.
He said he has to make it fresh here.
I could get brown in the drive.
Fresh ingredients all day.
Make it, eat it. That's the way it works.
Did he get his mayo that he needs from South Carolina?
Duke's mayonnaise, which has slowly made its way west.
Okay.
You can now find it at certain grocery stores.
That was good. I liked it. Kelly bought me a jar.
It is
good.
So
a little bit sweeter.
Like Miracle Whip?
No.
I don't like Miracle Whip.
It's not like
Miracle Whip. No, it's not like Miracle Whip.
Is it way expensive? More expensive than?
No.
Mm-mm. It's just different. Okay.
Does anybody in here like Miracle Whip? I find you weird if you do.
I don't really.
I haven't had it in a while. I like it on, I guess I've only had it on leftover Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
I've always just considered mayo.
I'm not really a mayo snoot. I don't like reduced fat mayo or fat-free mayo. That's one of those that I just like it
go
full. Like ranch. Ranch and mayo for me, yeah.
Do things like mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, are they included in the Blue Aprons?
I don't think I've had one with mayo.
I haven't had one yet, but if it did require, yes, it would be in there. They use creme fraiche in one of the recipes I made. Yeah, there was creme fraiche, and I don't have that laying around, but no, it was like the perfectly portioned size red wine vinegar.
That's what's so frustrating is if you try to download a recipe off the internet and like, oh, I think I've got all this stuff, and then you get to making the recipe and you're missing that one thing.
That's
so frustrating.
Right.
But with Blue Apron, you know, if you don't happen to have creme fraiche on hand, that comes in the box.
There you go.
Already the exact amount you need, so you don't have any waste.
And it's even better, too. We were making the spaghetti bolognese. My wife accidentally threw away the card with what you're supposed to do. With your directions.
Yeah.
She went online. They had it up for her.
Yeah.
So it was a close call. I was like, oh, we might have to go rogue on this one.
How was that?
Pretty good.
I like the fact that it's just so cheap. I mean, you can get a meal for less, like $10.
Yeah. Actually, you could get your first three for free. If you go to blueapron.com/kid,
my problem is when I used to go to the grocery store, it's been a long time, but I would get so much like, I'm going to cook this week. And then I'd buy all this food and meat and like have some recipes in mind. And then I maybe make a meal and it doesn't turn out that great. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat out tomorrow night. And then I spend like hundreds of dollars at the grocery store and half the food goes bad, at least for someone that eats alone. Blue Apron's really great.
Yeah.
So what's the website again for that free meal?
BlueApron.com/kid, K-I-D-D. Your first three meals will be free.
Got it.
Mine's on its way today, actually.
Ooh.
Excited. I think I'm getting some tacos. Shout out. Oh, I told you guys I got a cat, right?
Yeah.
Not a big fan of the cats.
Yeah, I got an interesting text message from your wife when I was in Miami over the weekend.
I told her not to text you.
Asking if my mom, Candy, would like to take
Amigo.
Amigo.
Yeah.
Their kitten, because my mom had apparently posted on Kinsey's page that she was looking for a cat. I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Candy's not getting the cat.
That's where we messed up.
Then I was like, and what happened?
We contacted Jenna and among other people that actually, when my wife posted a picture of the cat, all the people that said he was cute, she hit them up this weekend.
Oh.
Asking if they would like a precious new kitten.
That's why I didn't comment on the cat.
Nope.
So your cat is up for adoption then, and you're going to tell us why with this story.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
Cats will be kittens before they are cats.
Cats going cat, you know?
Yeah, dogs going dog. Cats going cat.
Yeah. Cats don't care about humans. They don't respect you, is what I've noticed. They want to be in their own little world.
And kittens.
Yeah, they're kittens,
they
and they're really
know
playful.
Their strength.
And their nails are really sharp.
Mm-mm.
And I have two little kids. And Kason has a bunch of scratches on his hand lately because he loves the cat and he plays with him. He loves the cat. But it got to the point where we finally had an accident where my wife and I looked at each other and we're like, he got to go. He's out of here.
Really?
We were just hanging out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hear my son. And my son is an overreactor.
Okay.
So this is how I knew something serious was happening because he didn't overreact. It was a very calm but frightened Kason yelling, Papa, Papa, help, Papa.
Hey, okay.
So that's the one that I get up real quick. It's not what's going on. I get up because something's up.
Yeah.
And as I'm going towards my son's room, I hear Chloe start freaking out. And she goes, Papa, please hurry. Now I'm thinking my son's missing a finger at this point. I'm thinking the worst, right?
Yeah.
So as I get closer to my kids, to the room, I noticed that Kason's standing there with his little water bottle, and he's got his blankie, and he's got his little stuffed animal. He's got a little dog that he carries around.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other, in his left arm, back to me, he's got the cat.
Okay.
But he's standing there, and there's no emergency. You know, okay. It doesn't look like something bad's happening.
He has all his digits.
Yeah, he's just standing there.
Okay.
But he's kind of doing a little hop, and he's crying quietly, like, ooh, ooh.
Oh, man.
As I get closer, I notice that the cat's nails are full on piercing my son's ear.
Oh boy.
And there's blood coming down.
Yeah.
And my son, I figured, was just getting clawed in the ear, and he was just being careful, doesn't want it to get any worse, didn't want to escalate the situation.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the cat, and I've been told that sometimes when you grab him by the back of the fur, it eases him up.
The back of the neck, yeah.
Like how the mommy holds him, right? Yeah. So I grab him, not in a violent, just grab him just so that he lets go of my son, and he does. His paw gets limp, and I grab it, and I take it off. And as I start pulling the cat away from my son, I notice my son's bottom eyelid pull away about half an inch.
Ow!
That's what I did, Al.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's exactly what I did. I said, ay, ay, ay.
Well, he's amigos. He speaks some Spanish.
Speaks Spanish. Yeah. So I put the cat right back where he was in my son's arm, and I let go. And I'm like, okay.
Now what?
What do we do now? So when I let go, his paw, he likes that ear. Pop! Right on the ear again.
Back on the ear.
Yeah, my son's got like 8 piercings now.
Jeez.
So I have to, and again, if my index finger is the claw, right?
Yeah.
Let's just magnify it. If my index finger is the claw is probably, if you're holding your finger up, past the knuckle, the second knuckle, right?
Yeah. In the eyelid?
In the eyelid.
Ah!
I'm talking about centimeters away from his actual eyeball, right? And I have to manually pull this nail out of my son's eyelid.
Oh, Kelly.
Okay, so you don't want the cat anymore.
And he is screaming. There's blood. He looks like he's crying tears.
Though.
Yeah,
here's the thing.
I don't
JC's
know.
JC's trying to get rid of this cat.
Yeah, JC.
Why is he telling this story?
I don't know. JC,
because I feel like I have to have full disclosure.
No,
why full disclosure?
Yeah,
you know kittens until you get them declawed, they do things like
they're
this.
They're just
so. Oh, but don't mention declawing.
Yeah. Well, we talked.
A lot of people are very adamantly against
that. Was
that
one of the things maybe we were looking into.
You have to do that if you have a cat in the house.
I thought so too, but no.
They need it if they're wild cats, but.
A lot of people let their furniture suffer for the love of their cats.
Mm. Well, then you can't have a cat. Then if you can't have a non-declawed cat around children.
Oh boy!
Right?
No, you can't.
Or
no,
really
things like
furniture.
This. Things like this will happen. So
yeah, and
I don't know. I'm not a cat.
We're talking about the declawing, and boy, did that opened up a can of worms with her sister, because her sister works with animals, and she's telling us how awful it is, and especially if they want to be outdoor cats.
So in other words, if you want to adopt a cat, 800-543-3548.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if you wanted him.
Yeah.
You know?
Why don't you just make him an outdoor cat and feed him outside and leave him outside?
I can't let an outdoor cat that's been killing squirrels into my home.
No, you don't let him in.
Then what's he going to do? Just live out there?
Yeah.
Then he's not my cat.
You can't really do that
anymore.
We used to trim our
cat's nails.
Yeah.
We didn't have them declawed, but we trimmed them.
Could he still scratch you, though?
But it's a nub at that point.
Yeah.
They can't hook
in. That's
what
they
do. Oh, boy.
You guys are like little Chavez Ark over there.
Yeah.
You got to stop bringing animals home.
Exactly. Today was the vet appointment, like, where he was going to get his nails clipped, and they were going to do the shots, and today was the day. And he almost pokes my kid's eye out.
Get a rescue cat, an older one.
Not a kid. Older one, yeah.
Yeah, just take him out to the woods somewhere.
One that's relaxed.
Oh, that's not right.
The cat is attacking his children.
Yeah. We had little nail caps. They come off. They weren't sticking on there.
No,
he didn't want him on.
You need to get a cat away.
Yeah.
Give him to somebody listening. Somebody somewhere is going.
Somebody knows how to
make
treat
a good
cat.
Home.
Yeah.
For this cat, but it's just not for you, man.
We're not a cat. We're not a cat household.
No,
we're not a.
That's fine.
And that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Someone will take the cat.
We have all the toys. We have his bed. We have litter box. We have litter. We have all that stuff, all for you.
All right.
We have all the cool little.
Will
toys.
You deliver?
No.
No, you have to come get it.
I don't want that car, the cat in my truck.
Oh, my gosh, JC.
Get rid of it. Or you can put him in the back of the truck in a little crate or something. The cats do crates, right? Yeah, sure they
jump
do.
Jump around. Yeah, they do crates. We have a crate for them.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, a little bag.
There you go.
We have a cat in my house. Does that make me crazy? After all these years, I said I would never have a cat. We have a cat. Does that make me crazy? It is time for Does That Make Me Crazy, Big Al Mac. Please explain to our... to our Kid Nation members.
Well, you know, those little things that you do, and you think they're perfectly normal until somebody kind of sees you do them, and they say, you've been doing that a while? I think you're crazy. and you thought it was completely normal. So give us a call with one of those things that you do at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your Does That Make Me Crazy calls next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Oh, does that make me crazy? I know it sounds like, oh, I don't want to be crazy, but no. Most Kid Nation members called this show to be called crazy. Yeah. That's what they want. That's the goal.
For validation.
Yeah. I found one.
Okay.
About myself. So I'm really into those Biore strips.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that if my Biore strip doesn't look like the Amazon after I pull it off, I am so offended.
It's a fail.
It's a fail. I get down on myself. I'm like, this is awful. How dare I take care of my skin to where I have no blackheads? Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go ahead and say yeah.
Have you ever done a Biore strip, Al?
I have not.
Oh, you got to try it.
I haven't since high school.
A whole different kind of strip.
It feels so good. It's like this weird pain. Like it makes you sneeze sometimes.
Oh.
You do them, right, Kelly?
Every once in a while, yeah.
They say you're supposed to not do them.
Like, not too often.
Yeah, you got to wait. So I'll do it once a month. And I expect palm trees to come out of it.
Oh.
That's what? That's what I expect. That's what
nothing,
I expect.
I just had a flash of that doctor, a pimple popper and it. Oh.
My wife wants to order the tool so she could start doing it on.
Don't pick, girls. Don't pick your
face. Girls love picking their boyfriend stuff.
Well, picking a boyfriend's back is one thing, but picking your own face, don't.
Yeah, don't pick your face. Terrible. That's bad, right?
Yes, it is bad.
Give us a call with your Does That Make Me Crazy? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So, got this from the text. I'm a guy, and I have to hover over the toilet because I've seen too many videos of toilet snakes and spiders. I'm afraid of being attacked by one. Does that make me crazy?
I understand, my brother.
Yeah, man.
I do understand.
Ooh.
I almost want to sell a water bottle that you could squeeze and make sure that nothing's under there.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Australian spiders that hide in the toilet?
It's scary.
No, I'm not going to Google it.
Speaking of that, made me crazy, though. Did you say video?
I would freak out if I just felt something tickle my butt when I was sitting on the toilet.
Say that.
I would freak.
That big old video of that 20-foot alligator somewhere and those white people are just sitting there. They're crazy.
Yo, and they say that this thing still runs fast. They can still get up there.
They're sitting there like 10 or 15 feet away taking video.
It looks like a real-life Tyrannosaurus Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex, like humongous dinosaur.
They are crazy. They should call in now.
From Whitney, I avoid talking about getting a new car when I'm near my car or in my car so it doesn't get its feelings hurt and die on me because I'm going to get a new one. Aww. Does that make me crazy?
You're like, shh,
see, that's,
the car may hear you.
That's cute crazy.
Yeah. I got a new car so quickly that I didn't even really feel like I got to grieve or say goodbye to my old car.
Yeah.
Which is fine, and I love my new car more, but, you know, you kind of look at it as it's driving away, and I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, I have to get all my stuff out. This is the last time. I didn't even get to, like, I felt like I didn't even get to, like, enjoy the last cruise and say goodbye.
No.
You didn't know?
Yep. My car broke up with me via email, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Bring your car back.
Turn
me in.
My car broke me telling me I still owed some money on it.
It's like, turn me in. We're done. And it's like, oh, get a chance. When my boyfriend cuts his fingernails, he cuts them to the quick.
Ooh, ow.
To the
So they bleed and are sensitive for several days.
Why? No.
I just recently found this out, and I asked him about it, and he said it was supposed to hurt, you know, because pain is beauty. Does that make him crazy? Yes.
Yes.
No, it's beauty is pain.
Yeah. That hurts.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Gosh, when I accidentally do that, I can't stand it.
Or when you bite the skin and you get it hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, the worst is when I used to cut my daughter's fingernail. I mean, I still do. She needs to learn. But when she's a baby and you get too close.
And you make them bleed.
The guilt.
Yeah. Before we go to the phones, one last one here.
Yeah.
Stop sending us pictures of spiders and toilets. It's freaking me out.
Can you imagine that little finger just going.
Oh, boy.
Don't do that.
It's not a finger, leg.
I sat on that bed.
No way. No way. Nah, I go straight to heaven if I do that. Sit on a spider, straight to heaven.
I've been seeing some spiders in my house lately. I was sitting on the toilet and one ran by my feet. No joke.
Did you smash it?
It was kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Are Texas spiders big? House spiders? This is normal, right? This is
bigger.
My first house experience.
Yeah, it gets cold. They try.
And people are like, "Oh yeah, you'll find it." I mean, we just don't really talk about it much. You find spiders in the house.
Yeah, no.
And then they eat the other bugs. Is this normal? How like one spider a month? Is that normal?
I leave if they chill by the door, and they don't seem to move from there. I let them chill. Mm. The second they start moving away from their little nest, it's over for them.
Yeah.
But I let them sit there. If they're going to eat the bugs, that's cool. Do your thing.
And their nest is inside. You know what's in that nest.
Eggs.
Oh, you're making my head itch. You're making my head itch. Stop
baby
it.
Baby spiders. Yep.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, baby spiders.
My head is itching now. I don't know why.
We're waiting for them to hatch, and then we name them all.
Spiders up in there.
Yeah. So many spiders. Last text before we go to the phones here. I make a list to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So when I pick something up from the store that's not on my list, I have to write it down so I can mark it off.
So you can write it on. Yeah, I get
yeah,
that.
Does that make
totally
you crazy?
It's like yeah. back to do list we were talking about.
I don't think there's anything wrong with writing down things every day that you've already accomplished. Yeah. It makes you feel better. It's
you
good.
Do that?
Totally.
Yeah.
Kelly and I are big into to do lists, and we've
Love
talked
lists.
About that before. Even if, like, for instance, like I'll have some stuff written down today, and I'll go back in and write like gym if I go to the gym.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And then I'll check it off.
Check.
You know, if I do errands I wasn't planning on doing, absolutely, that's good for you.
Yeah.
Jenna will misspell Jim, though, J-I-M, though.
Yes.
Check it off.
No, she checked him off, too.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones with Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. Hello?
Caitlin?
Hello? Hey. Oh, there you are. All right. Let's see if you're crazy or not. Hold on, Caitlin. Hold on.
Caitlin,
your phone is
you, baby.
Your phone's sucking right now.
Sorry.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm on
regular phone. Oh, you sound like you're talking.
Just kind of going in and
you
out.
You sound like you're talking like this.
We'll put you on hold. Maybe we'll
connect
you.
We'll see if it might be the signal.
Okay.
She's gone.
Maybe Catherine. Catherine, is your phone working?
Yeah, it's working.
Boom.
She got it.
Great. What do you do to make you crazy?
Every night before I go to bed, I always check my 6-year-old son to make sure he's still breathing.
Oh,
that makes me crazy.
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of parents do that. Yeah.
Do you get up close to him to feel his breath, or you just see his stomach going up and down?
No, I stick my finger under his nose to make sure there's air coming out.
I don't blame you.
That's all right.
I'd be scared.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that,
baby. Keeping him alive.
Yeah.
Since he was born, I mean, when he was 3 days old, he pulled a blanket over his head. So to this day, he sleeps with his head covered. So I would get paranoid.
Oh man.
Wow. So I check to make sure he's breathing.
Yeah. No, that's probably good looking out.
Yeah, that's good looking out,
put
Mom.
Put him in a little baby straitjacket.
I should.
Now, that's what you do, right? You like swaddle them and you like tie their arms down so they don't scratch themselves.
Oh, and he wouldn't swaddle. He just the first 2 days. After that, he just wouldn't. And so, but yeah. And every single morning, when he gets up, we get in the car, and he always reminds me, Kid Craddock, I've been listening to y'all since the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, now my 6-year-old is in on it now. So he'll like, Mama, Kid Craddock. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
So we have to turn it up every single morning.
What's your son's name?
His name is Bentley.
Bentley, and he's got a cool name.
How excited would he be to get JC's cat?
Yeah. Would you like a cat?
Actually, I just called earlier to talk to one of the ladies about the cat. She said she'll let you know. I actually just told her the situation about the cat because I had a similar situation with mine.
Oh, okay. So maybe
you have a solution.
Maybe we can contact. We'll get your number if you got a solution for me, which might be give it away.
Yeah. Wrap the head in yarn, maybe.
Yeah, but you're not crazy, Catherine. You're just a good mom. Did you ever wake up to, like, I woke up once. I remember I was like probably like 5 or 6. My grandma was a centimeter away from my face, just staring at me.
No!
It was the creepiest, just a centimeter away from my... And I think I woke up because I could smell the cigarette in her breath.
No!
A big old cigarette breath on my face.
I'm like, no, never woke up like
this
that.
This is the plot to the horror movie Sinister.
Yeah,
right.
No.
JT has an excuse to why he doesn't like to cuddle. All right, go ahead, JT.
I was going to be laying in the bed, you know, just fine with my girlfriend. My fiance wants to cuddle. I get all itchy. I just can't stop moving. So I just be like, no cuddle. I just can't do it.
Why don't you have intimacy issues or something, man? You don't like to cuddle? To stem from something.
No, it's just itchy. I mean, it's just cuddling. We can do anything else. I'm just, when we get the cuddling in the bed, it's just itchy.
Why don't you take a Claritin?
Maybe you're allergic to her.
Yeah, maybe you're allergic to the laundry detergent.
That's what I told her. I mean, make me itchy. I'm allergic to her. Not to her, just to cuddle.
That doesn't make you crazy. It makes you allergic.
My man.
Yeah, the first man.
Take a Claritin and get some cuddling. Yeah.
Well, I mean, cuddling when there's no purpose involved.
You allergic to kissing?
No, just to cuddle. Make me itchy.
settling when there's no purpose involved. How about you just love someone and want to be close to them?
I feel you, JT. I feel you. You got to cut a little purpose.
How many guys are going to use that JT excuse tonight? Sorry, baby. I'm itchy. Thanks.
Ridiculous.
Thanks, JT. You don't like cuddling up?
I do time to time.
He's acting all tough right now.
I need to have some me space.
I bet he weeps at night wanting to cuddle.
That's why I got a king size bed. So over there, got it. East Coast, West Coast.
Hey, so I envision you, Al, as you're all talk. I envision you as being the little spoon. Begging to be the little spoon. You're that guy that really deep down, you're all cool. I don't want to cuddle. I just want to hook up. But in reality, you're like, I want to lay on your chest. Which is sweet. But guys like that tend to be that way.
You're little spoon.
Have you been looking at Al lately? I'm soup spoon,
dude. Is that physically possible for you to be a little spoon?
I'm ladle. You're the fuh spoon.
Yeah.
Fuh spoon.
I had about 10 people say that to me this weekend.
You're the stew spoon.
10 people said that to me at the bar this week. Hey, got any fuh on the knee?
You should add it.
Yeah, you should.
Very trendy, right?
So good.
Spoon.
Oh, I don't even know how to say it anymore. We've said it wrong. Somebody that fuh. What'd you call it? Fuh?
Fuh.
It's fuh.
Karina, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you do?
Well, for years and years, like over 10, 15 years, I have had this compulsion to whenever I see a Bic pen, if it has the pen cap on it, I have to take the pen cap. No matter where it is, whether it's at the bank, at the store, I'm signing a check, whatever, I have to have the pen cap, but it has to be a Bic.
That makes you a klepto and crazy.
What do you do with it once you take it?
Well, it started off, the very first time I did it was I was just incredibly itchy. I know that's gross. In my ear, I was incredibly itchy and I had nothing else. So I used it and then I realized that I was damaging my eardrum because I started bleeding. Ooh. But even after I stopped doing that for all these years, I don't use them anymore, but I still
want to steal them.
I want the Bic pen cap.
Huh. Yeah, I'd
go ahead and say crazy.
You're crazy.
Never heard that one before. So, yes, you're crazy and you're very original.
Very original.
Yeah.
Our first cap stealer.
Good for you, girl.
They do look like they could scoop out the wax pretty well, though.
Oh, man. I see old men cleaning their ears with, like, car keys and stuff.
Car keys?
Yes.
Well, sometimes you get an itch. It's not about cleaning your ears and getting the itch.
They're putting it in there for whatever reason.
I'm shocked sometimes when I travel that people have just no shame about picking their nose in public on an airplane. And I understand that needs to be done sometimes. You have something in your nose. But I just thought that's something you take care of when you go to the bathroom. I mean, I'm sandwiched between two people that were just digging the whole plane ride. I was so grossed out.
Did anybody strike
blowing gold? In a handkerchief, picking their ear, looking at it, picking their nose. Yeah. I just had to close my eyes. Yeah. I don't understand why people do this on the airplane.
I think the best time is just first thing when you get in the car. Nobody's watching you.
That's a prime nose picking time right there.
Prime nose picking time.
I don't know. I'm
so self conscious about it. I don't even do it in my car because I think they're looking at me in the rearview mirror.
I feel like cameras, like the security. Yeah. Well, not here, but
yeah.
Other places.
Like a flying petri dish up there.
Looks like Brandon's ready to be the best man at a wedding.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brandon.
Good morning.
So every time I'm on my phone and I'm, you know, playing music, every time a love song comes on, like All of Me by John Legend, I have to put it on pause right at the beginning, and I have to give, like a little speech to, you know, my partner that I'm getting married to, my fake partner, and then, you know, and then after that, then I start singing it. Like, I'm singing it to him.
So what would you say when that comes on? You just say, hey.
Let's pretend you're doing it, and your fake partner today is Little Spoon Al Mac.
There you go.
Hey, Brandon.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, well, first of all, I just want to say I love you so much, and thank you for taking the time to get to know me and spending the rest of your life with me, and I just can't wait to start this journey with you, and I just want to sing to you this today just to show you how much I love you.
Aww.
Just to the world is beating down around you every
and you can sing.
Yes.
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon.
Saying that.
Brandon, of course I'll marry you.
Yes,
you will. Yes. Oh, yes.
Brandon, I can't wait to spend my life with you, sir.
We need to get Brandon's number so he could sing to us all the time.
Oh, man.
Look at you with your voice, Brandon. How do you do that singing thing? That's pretty good.
No, I used to sing all the time when I was a kid in church and everything like that with my family, and so I just kind of picked up on it throughout the years. But yeah, so does that make me crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy, but you're cool. You're cool,
crazy,
crazy
in love. You're crazy
sweet
in love.
And congratulations on the wedding.
Yeah, when you getting married, dude?
Oh, never.
He said fake partner, remember?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, fake.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
no,
you...
I'm not getting married.
Oh.
I picture myself getting married.
Right.
Okay, then yes, you're crazy.
I bought in.
And here's the thing. When I found out that you, Jenna, got engaged, because I was like, okay, so Jenna's still single, so I'm still single.
Yeah.
So I'm so awesome. Like, we're like the best of people. Like, we're one on this. And then when I found out that you got engaged, I was like... Oh, snap. I got to pick up my game. Like, my favorite radio talk show host is now engaged.
Oh,
so
my
God. Like, what do I need to do?
Oh, please. You are just fine. You know it's not easy on either side of it. So
sure
you're just
it.
Fine.
Hey, hold on for us, though, man. We might use you for songs here and there.
Thanks, Brandon.
We may have found a singer.
Yeah.
Cool Brandon right there.
Especially for all of me.
All you'd be a good wedding singer,
you.
Huh?
It looks like we have an update on Mr. Raspberry.
Yeah, he texted, but we were I was like distracted because my father's texting me during.
Hi, Mr. Raspberry.
Yeah, so anyway.
Oh, is he?
Mr. Raspberry?
Hello, how are you there?
Hey, yeah,
how are you?
Howdy.
We're doing great.
We're hungry.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I am in the parking lot.
Oh, you are?
That's the good news.
Okay.
What's the bad news?
Parking lot is on 121.
You're not here.
You're in traffic. Yeah.
I'm serious.
You're at a grocery store, aren't you?
I am serious.
No, traffic. Yeah. He doesn't ever have to drive in morning rush hour traffic.
It's all stopped.
And there's one other thing I need to do.
More what?
Me. Please bear with me. I'll get it done as fast as I can, but I need to get a haircut before I go to the studios.
No, you can't.
It's radio.
There's no
it's radio, Mr. Raspberry.
I'm going to be... showing up for you guys this evening. I want to look my best.
This evening. I'm only going to be here about another 30 minutes.
I'm leaving in about an hour, dog. So,
well, here's what the situation is.
What?
I did not need a haircut when I left the house this morning. That's a lame joke, but it is a joke.
It's a dad joke.
It's a bad joke.
A dad joke.
If you're listening to the show right now with Mr. Raspberry stuck on in traffic, just stick your hand out and wave. Yeah. And then when you get in here, Mr. Raspberry, tell us how many people waved at you. Make sure you have a banana.
Got it. I got the banana. I got all the fixings for the soon to be world famous raspberry banana mush.
Sometime today.
Yeah.
Today.
Sometime today. While you do that, Mr. Raspberry, we'll do the showbiz top five with your daughter, Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Buy you some time, okay?
I'll talk slowly. Lady Gaga.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lady Gaga in prep for the big game. I can say Super Bowl when I'm not giving away.
You're not giving anything away. You can say
Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
She is a halftime performer at the Super Bowl,
yes. And she's got some big plans, and I'll tell you some of them in the showbiz top five.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look who we have in the studio.
Dad's in here, and he started, we're going to work.
Mr. Raspberry.
Jerry Raspberry's in the house.
Yes, he is.
He came all the way in this
You didn't
morning.
Think I was going to make it, did you?
You made it.
Persistence pays.
Is that the world-famous Duke's mayonnaise?
I got all the ingredients. It's going to come together. It's like magic.
Raspberry mush. And now you want me to just cut the banana?
I want you to peel the banana.
Peel it and then cut it down
that's
into
right,
pieces. You're going
right.
to mush it up.
And let me tell you, Alan Evans is not the only person that can do magic. This is going to be magic.
You're talking about Kelly's boyfriend?
Abracabooyah!
Hello,
I'm Alan.
So there's one person on this planet that loves Alan more than I do, and that would be Jerry Raspberry.
Yeah.
That's important endorsement.
That's very important, right? Having dad's love.
You're a fine man, Alan Evans.
All right, so you're gonna be making the mush while we do the Showbiz Top 5.
I am. We're going to put these ingredients together. Jenna's my assistant.
Yes. Okay.
She's chopped the banana up for me.
Another banana, right, for five of us eating?
Let's do it.
Mr. Raspberry, your hair is on point. It's like perfect.
Listen here. I stopped and got a haircut on the way.
It's perfect.
I told you that's why I was
late.
Look at
that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah, I do. It's just perfect.
Like a man.
All right, well, he'll do that while I'll give you some gossip.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Number 5.
You know, over the holiday weekend, my daughter was out of school for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we spent some time together, and I went to the dollar movie. But other people decided they'd rather pay full price to see some newer stuff at the movie theaters. And coming in first among that newer stuff, Hidden Figures, appropriately
enough,
about the black women behind the scenes who were largely responsible for getting our, you know,
so the mathematicians, right?
They're
like math geniuses.
It earned $20.45 million, holding on to the top spot for a second weekend. La La Land, you know, getting a lot of big Oscar buzz now after what they did at the Golden Globes, was second with $14.5 million, but Sing was right behind it.
Okay.
$13.8 million. Rogue One barely behind that, $13.7 million. And rounding out the top five, The Bye-Bye Man.
The Bye-Bye Man. Oh, that's scary
Friday
movie.
Bye-bye
for
sure.
Yeah, you die if you know his name.
Kelly wants to see that. I was like, no. She's 10. That movie's
she
really
might be ready
I was
for
saying mmm to the peanut butter not to Bye-Bye Man.
Yeah, well, JC, since you asked, that movie Monster Trucks, which you affectionately call the Booger Truck movie, it opened in 7th place, $10.5
million. Okay. All right.
So Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus announced that after 146 years, their May 21st show in Uniondale, New York, is going to be the last one.
Really?
And animal rights activists are rejoicing because they had a lot to do with this.
Yeah.
The crowds were down. They got the elephants out of there. There were no elephants the last time the circus passed through town. But the crowds were considerably smaller.
Okay.
Well, they just can't keep this going. So animal rights-loving celebrities are delighted at the news. PETA activist Pamela Anderson tweeted, "It's over!" And Seth MacFarlane tweeted, "The closure of Ringling Brothers Circus ends 146 years of animal humiliation for human amusement. Good riddance."
Hmm.
And Ricky Gervais tweeted, "A victory for humanity. Next, we empty the tanks." Now, that's the movement to get the marine mammals that are held in captivity released back into the wild. So that's their next goal.
And
Jay Moore is just worried about the 2,500 unemployed clowns who are going to be left roaming the streets. What are they going to do?
What do you do with the animals? Once they've been in captivity, like, I guess you have to
go to sanctuaries.
Or sanctuaries.
And sanctuaries.
And what are they going to do with all the little cars that the clowns get out of?
Exactly. These are many questions that remain unanswered.
So many people are going to... Can you just do the circus without the animals?
I don't know.
And what about the ringmaster guy?
Yeah, what's he going to do with his top hat?
Okay, Jenna's already tasting it.
You guys, we're having fun over here, and I was a little scared when I saw him spooning in that mayo, even though I like mayo.
Did he already mush it up?
I don't even taste the mayo. It actually makes it a little less rich, like peanut butter, red raspberry jelly, bananas.
Okay, do the next story, and we'll get a spoonful, Kelly.
Has Lindsay Lohan converted to Islam? Over the weekend, she deleted all of her Instagram photos and replaced her bio with this Arabic phrase, and Al, who's about to fill his mouth with mush, is not going to be able to help me.
Oh.
Alaikum
salam.
Alaikum salam. Thank you.
Alaikum Allah.
I don't know. Alaikum salam.
Alaikum Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
No, this is Alaikum salam.
Alaikum Allah.
And that means, and peace unto you.
Yeah, you say, assalamu alaikum, and then you say alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.
What's assalamu alaikum?
Like, what's up?
What's up?
Peace be with you, and it's pretty much the same thing, I think.
Did I say
hello and hello?
Lindsay has not confirmed a conversion, but it looks like she has been interested in the religion for a while now. A couple years ago, I remember when she was doing her community service work at the morgue in Brooklyn, she was carrying a copy of the Quran. So this might be her new thing. And she did spend the new year in Dubai snuggling up to a guy who may have been. A Muslim.
I'm going to go ahead and say, Mr. Raspberry, this is good.
You're trying the mush already?
Well, I'm still reading, so I'll try mine in a minute.
I'll try it with you, Kelly. It looks like baby food.
Did the all-girls version of Ghostbusters teach us nothing?
Uh-oh, what are they trying to do now?
They are going through with this all-female cast of Ocean's 11, or the version that's called Ocean's 8.
Okay.
And this cast has some heavy hitters, but so did Ghostbusters. They had Sandra Bullock, Anne Hathaway, Kate Blanchett, Mindy Kaling, Helena Bonham Carter, Rihanna, and Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner.
Kim Kardashian acting?
They are actually... It's very hard. You think it's easy to play yourself,
uh-huh.
But it's hard to play yourself if you've ever tried it.
I try.
They're
all the time.
In a cameo for, they're doing cameos, or they've already filmed them yesterday, actually, in New York City. They're going to be at the Met Gala. So there's a scene in the movie about the Met Gala, and these sisters are always there. And last week, Katie Holmes was spotted filming her cameo, and Matt Damon already said he's going to be in it, playing him his character from Ocean's 11, that Linus Caldwell guy.
Okay.
So they're full steam ahead with that. And full steam ahead is Lady Gaga rehearsing for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that the ticket prices have plummeted since the Cowboys are not in it. They're blaming it on the Cowboys factor.
Yeah.
Because it's right down the street in Houston. But anyway.
Blame that Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, right.
She has built this huge tent in her backyard. How big is her backyard is my question.
Gaga-land.
They have a dance floor and everything, and they're doing a full dress rehearsal with their dancers every day preparing for the halftime show. Now, Page Six says she has got some very ambitious, very dangerous plans. She wants to sing from the roof.
From the roof of the stadium.
Yes. And lawyers and technicians are now trying to figure out how to make this plan of hers work. So in the meantime, she's working out what to do once she gets down from the roof with her dancers. But she wants to sing from the top of the NRG Stadium's dome.
What if the roof is on fire?
Well, I think that would be a different.
We don't need no water. Let that thing burn, Al.
But they've got several plans they're trying to work on and figuring out how to get her safely on the roof and then safely down from the roof. But, you know, she has to dream big because that's what she does. And the world is her stage literally that day.
That's pretty cool.
The world will be watching.
Yeah.
So February 5th, we have to wait and see what they come up with.
All right.
And that's your Showbiz Top 5. And here goes my first taste of banana mush ever. My mouth
Someone stole my mush mush.
Taste test.
All right.
My mouth is watering.
No, Trey, in production, you are.
It's mayo.
Eating that.
Peanut butter.
No, I brought it to him.
And raspberry preserve.
You have a microphone, Daddy, you're trying it.
Daddy changed this from grape jelly to raspberry since he was doing it on the radio.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you usually put this on a sandwich, Mr. Raspberry?
Can do.
You can do that. Do. Or you can just eat it like this, like mushrooms.
It's not bad. It's good.
I'm going to bread might help.
Yeah?
Well, see, I like banana mayonnaise sandwiches, and I like peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Why the mayo? Because I think it kind of, would it be the same without the mayo, just mixing it all
Holy
together?
Holy smokes.
I tell you what, I don't know any food item that's not better with a little Duke's mayo.
That is really good.
I can taste a little bit of the Duke's.
And let me tell you where this began.
All right, please.
I came up with the recipe, of course, for raspberries, banana, mush.
You came up with this recipe?
I came up with the recipe, but this began as I was a young boy. My mother would take bananas and make me a banana sandwich.
Uh-huh.
She didn't slice the banana. She smashed the banana. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a banana smashed sandwich?
No, I have not.
No.
Try it. You'll love it. So she would smash it and put mayonnaise on it, and I'm sure it was Duke's, and that was my sandwich. That was my banana sandwich. Mm. So from that, then I make this recipe, raspberry banana mush. Now, for Emma Kelly, it's granddaddy's banana mush,
yeah.
I understand. But with the raspberry, this is the first time, by the way, I've made it with raspberry preserves.
I like it with it mixed together already, a spread, especially
good.
If I put it on a sandwich.
So there you go.
Never thought about mixing it.
It's
still
good.
Sounds gross.
It does.
It sounds gross.
It does.
It looks a little bit gross.
By the way, great compliment for Mr. Raspberry on the text.
What?
Mr. Raspberry sounds like one of those super church preachers, not the backwoods country preacher.
Oh. Amen.
Look at that, sir.
This is the day.
There you go. And this is the
day Lord
that
is
the
made.
Lord has made. Keep it going.
Yeah, finish it up.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
There you go.
Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
All right. That's Reverend Raspberry right there.
we need you every day. How would you like to drive in rush hour traffic? every morning.
Wow.
How would you like that, Mr. Raspberry?
Were you praising the Lord in your rush hour drive?
I was wondering if I was going to make it at all.
This would make good pancakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it would.
I
new
love
recipes
breakfast
are evolving.
Food.
See what we've begun.
Yeah,
here.
Or I put this on a biscuit.
Block.
Yeah,
This
could be a good topping for things or make good pancakes.
I wish it would keep because I'm working my hardest trying to get a booth at the fair this year. I wish it would keep and I could do something with it. But I think you have to make it.
You
fresh
make it. Well, that's what you should.
Is
do.
That not what you're doing with the food you're going to do at the fair?
Well, I mean, you hopefully have a line.
Well, if you sell enough of it, you just have to keep making it and dishing it. You know.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Raspberry, stick around because we're going to get into The Bachelor coming up next with Caroline Craddock. If you would like to chime in on what you think about Corinne and her floozy ways,
Daddy, I'm
here.
Watching that.
I'm here for you.
All right. Are you, Daddy?
I'm up to speed on
mess.
A lot of things.
Good.
Probably not one of them.
Okay. Well, we'll catch you up, Mr. Raspberry. We'll talk Bachelor next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Enjoy the last few episodes of The Bachelor, you guys, because after Corinne is gone, it's just going to get all boring.
True that.
So here to talk about last night's recap and all that went down is Caroline Craddock.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Voted as Employee of the Month.
I was?
No.
But I didn't know. No one told me.
No, you weren't.
We were thinking about making you.
Oh, dang it. I got so excited.
I know. We should start
that. Just choked.
No.
Oh, like,
no, there's no way.
I just need some water is all. I've had a lot of mush.
Mush. Mr. Raspberry made us mush. Yes, banana mush.
Did anybody not like it? Everybody in the back office was coming in, too.
I mean, I'd like it on celery, I think. I have a lot of ideas of how I would like to eat it.
On a cracker.
Here's the thing. Don't judge it by looking at it, because it looks like baby puke, but it tastes like heaven.
Good. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Right. Mr. Raspberry, you're about to listen to some stories of some young ladies that maybe not, they're not doing the world right. You know, they're not doing the dating scene correctly.
I already warned him.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you know what? I'm going to live my life like Jerry Raspberry's always in the studio. And I'm going to watch my mouth today.
Wow. Thank you, Caroline.
Wow.
Okay. So we started off, Kelly, did you watch it last night?
Honestly, Caroline, I forgot it was on. The holiday threw me off.
Yeah.
Oh, the holiday.
And about 15 minutes remaining in the show, I checked Twitter and somebody's like, oh, the Backstreet Boys are on. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yep.
I missed it. So I have to go back and watch it.
Well, yeah.
So that was one of the group dates was the date card said everybody. They're like, huh?
Everybody.
The girl just read it as everybody. They're like, huh? And then one girl said Backstreet Boys. And then they all start screaming.
How do you get that?
Yeah, I have no idea. So they all start screaming, and the Backstreet Boys come in to the Bachelor Mansion.
Bring your A games today. Yeah. We gotta nail this.
We're gonna be performing in front of a live audience. That's so crazy.
We're just gonna keep our eyes on you. See who's got the moves, who's got the chemistry with Nick. And actually, out of all that, we're gonna pick one of you ladies and Nick to come up on stage with us as we serenade the both of you guys tonight. Does that sound fun?
Yes. Rehearsing?
Yes.
I'm gonna do everything in my power to get that serenade tonight.
She did.
So they performed in front of like 500 people, and they were the backup dancers.
Okay. Yeah, it was a cool day, but the thing we finally found out, because we've been wondering about Corinne and this whole nanny situation.
Yeah.
It finally came to light.
Finally did, yes. So we knew she had a nanny, but the other girls didn't know that she had a nanny.
She's a grown adult that works for her parents' company, lives with her parents, and has a nanny that makes her food.
Yeah.
And she says she's going to inherit her father's bazillion-dollar business.
She already acts like she runs it. She says, I run a multi-million-dollar company.
So if you're wondering what a nanny does for a 25-year-old grown woman, Mr. Raspberry.
Makes her banana mushroom.
I'm wondering.
We'll let Corinne explain.
Raquel keeps my life together, okay? She makes sure that my bed is made every morning.
Wow.
Makes my cucumber and my, like, vegetable slices for lunch. She makes me lemon salad. She knows exactly how much oil, lemon, and garlic salt I like. And cheese pasta. I have tried so many times to make cheese pasta, and I can't make cheese pasta.
Is that macaroni and cheese?
Do you wash your own clothes?
Do you know how to wash clothes?
But she just does it.
Interesting.
And you know what? It makes her happy, and I'm not going to stop a woman's happiness.
No, she gets paid
so,
for it.
Let me just get oil, lemon, and garlic. Is that, what did she say?
I'm going to try that. That's her dressing.
Oil, lemon, and garlic. Okay.
Garlic salt.
Garlic salt.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
In case you want to try that, Kelly.
Standard, What is cheese pasta?
I don't know.
It sounds like this macaroni and cheese
stuff. It sounds like to me like what my grandma makes me at her house is spaghetti, butter, and Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That's hard to make, y'all.
Yeah.
That is hard. No one can get that right. Yeah.
Man, bless this girl.
So Jasmine is kind of the narrator of all this, and she says exactly what we're all thinking. I think she's had a little to drink, too, so she's kind of open, but play that clip. She's hysterical.
My mind has been blown. She definitely said nanny. There was no misinterpreting anything. The word came out of her mouth a couple times. I'm like, girl, you look crazy.
Yeah.
What the
Oh, my God. You missed the best conversation between y'all.
She said she had a nanny, but I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Let me just say this. Jasmine looks just like Michelle from Destiny's
Child.
Oh,
she does.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
She looks so familiar to me, and it finally clicked. She's just like Michelle.
She's a basketball player, right? Pro basketball player.
No, she's a dancer.
She's a dancer.
NBA dancer.
Okay, got you.
She used to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
She's
just like Michelle.
She's actually been on The Bachelor longer than she was.
She didn't win the Backstreet Boys dance-off?
Longer than Michelle was.
No, she didn't. Danielle won.
It was about chemistry, not dance ability. It was about chemistry.
And Danielle could dance, too. They were both good.
Okay, so you know last week I said I hated Nick?
Yeah.
I got to retract that statement. Because
you like him again?
I don't love him, but he showed his sweet side. So he took Vanessa out, who is my favorite. She's my wifey pick.
Some people are saying she is the most beautiful contestant
she is.
In the history
she's
the of
most
the show.
And smart.
Perfect contestant. She's smart. She's
kind.
She's classically beautiful.
Yeah.
She speaks like three languages.
Classy. I need to see her.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. So they go on a date, and they go on a zero gravity plane. And they're up and down and up and down. And it starts off really sweet, and they're kissing, and then she gets sick.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's puking in a bag on their date.
Yeah.
But he takes care of her, and it's really sweet, and he does not leave her side. He gets kind of protective over her. It's very sweet.
Oh. I think my favorite moment so far is just to comfort Vanessa. I find myself being, you know, very protective of her, and just want to let her know that I'm still having a great time, and I just want to make sure that she's feeling better and better.
I'm so sorry.
Now, I don't know about the kissing.
They do make out after she barfs.
They're making out after the puke. I can't.
That's weird, right?
They're both chewing gum to get rid of the.
Yeah. Well, and she even says, like, I just puked. Why are you making out with me?
I gotta turn the head.
You gotta do
one.
Forehead kiss.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
I'm okay with forehead kiss. You know, I hate that. I'm okay with it.
I have a feeling that Nick Vile has kissed many a girl who just puked.
Pukes, that's true.
Based on his dating history.
Retweet. So then they go on their date, and Nick, they just are so connected. She's really into her family. She says the biggest thing that she likes about him is how into his family he is. He's one of, like, so many siblings. And he gets emotionally, starts crying on their date.
He does cry.
And himself again.
They're being so sweet to each other.
Mr. Raspberry, have you ever cried in front of Mrs. Raspberry?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have. She's broken my heart many times.
Have you ever cried because you love her so much?
Yeah. Was it love?
Well, that's probably... crying from being slapped around sometimes.
Has your lovely daughter Kelly ever made you cry?
She's kind of
when they grow
sad
older, right?
Sometimes I probably shed a tear.
You've made him.
But
sad.
Now with your wife or your loved one, the arguments always comes. But after the argument comes the makeup time.
Yeah, but man,
that's a lot of fun.
Look at Kelly's face.
Yeah.
She knows what I'm talking about.
I can't erase that.
You want to think about mom and daddy making up, Kelly?
Talk about that.
You're worse than The Bachelor, Mr. Raspberry.
Hey.
Well,
Mr. Raspberry been married a long time.
Dude.
He can say that.
A long time. Right.
Time for the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
I'm from South Carolina, and we marry real young. But now I'm real proud of most of my family because most of them married outside the family. You understand?
Yeah, that's always you want to move it outside of the family tree. Yeah.
Most of them did. Most of them, yeah.
My cousin from Florida used to tell me incest is the best.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Well, this turned, didn't it?
Let's hit one more clip here.
This is better than The Bachelor.
Go to the Vanessa where she calls out Nick because they had this great date.
They had this great date, and then they swap out the cocktail party for a pool party because they're all horny. It's nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
My daddy.
They're all
my daddy's potty mouth.
He is. He is too. So they do this pool party, and Corinne somehow manages to get a princess bounce house there, and so she brings him in there. And
so
they
a bounce house in a bikini. Bouncing.
Yeah. Okay. So
by the way, there was a nipple flash they didn't catch on the network. By the way.
Yeah.
Calling it out.
Yeah. So the two of them start getting kind of frisky, and then everybody's starting to get upset because now she's, you know.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
Enough, yeah. So the girls finally start speaking up to him. I think six girls called him out.
But Vanessa was the most elegant when it came to talking to him. Like, she
just listen to her call him out.
Okay. Ladies, this is how you talk to your man when he's not behaving the way he's supposed to behave.
Okay,
don't be angry. Just talk to him this way.
Okay.
The other night was really special. And then the thing with Karen happened. And I see you riding her.
I mean, it's fair. I don't know what you saw, but I'm like...
He's drunk.
It was 2 seconds of it, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It was 2 seconds enough for me to just walk away.
Ooh.
But like you said, you know that coming on the show and being The Bachelor, there's a lot of speculation around you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be judged and questioned for things that you do. So I was just wondering, why would you do something like that, knowing that...
I'm drunk.
Because I'm a dude.
Because I'm drunk.
I'm not judging Corinne. I'm judging your actions.
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
Wow. It was enough for me to question, like, are you looking for a wife?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for someone to f*** around with? Because at that point, like, I'd rather you just not give me a rose.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, that's how you
she
do it right there, Vanessa.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Did Nick say anything?
Nope.
I feel like he's like,
no, when you know you've been got.
When you got, you got.
When you got, you got. You just got to let it go.
You got to let it
go. The microphone and
whatever,
she walks out.
Whatever, Al, you right say, there. Just keep lying.
So my theory is with how kind of turned The Bachelor has been the last few years, just with the contestants, and it's just not wholesome like it used to be.
No.
What I think they're going to do is make Vanessa the Bachelorette and completely change everything and bring it back to the original
Goodness.
Bachelor.
Yeah,
I
sweetness.
Pray that that's what
Because you got Vanessa and then you got Rachel, the girl that's a lawyer,
Rachel's
who's
incredible.
Also super
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want the smutty stuff, save it for Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put The Bachelor back to what it was. Just kind of fun, cheesy, goofy stuff.
Yep. All right, we'll see what they have next week.
Yep.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.